The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews picked up rocks in order to stone Jesus, and he answered, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? But they answered him, We are not stoning you for the good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. And Jesus spoke, Is it not written in the law, I said, You are my gods, if it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside? How can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because he said, I am the Son of God. If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. And many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. The readings for these few days are meant to be a preamble to Holy Week, which begins on Sunday. Holy Week is a time for right brain connection. So much of our activity in our life is left brain. It's achievement, success, managing, conquering, making up the schedule for a day. But the great invitation of Holy Week is an invitation to right brain. Right brain has compassion, understanding, a sense of relationship, connection. And this is, I think, a right brain week. Now, Mel Gibson, when he did that extraordinary movie, The Passion of Christ, which received great acclaim, he certainly did an extraordinary job in the graphics of Hollywood in emphasizing the physical passion of Christ, the great suffering that Christ went through in the last week of his life. However, it did not begin to touch his loneliness, his emptiness, this sense of rejection, a deeper pain, a more profound impact in this whole week of passion. So when we read this reading today, you get the feeling of the rejection of Christ, how he was misunderstood, how he was isolated. He went back to the place across the Jordan. He left Jerusalem. In a recent book, Pope Francis speaks this way. He says, in this time of COVID, we are not short on communication. We're communicating all the time through Zoom, emails, or what we're missing is contact. It's not communication, it's contact. How to feel, to touch, to hug, to belong, to show up, to gather in a group. I mean, the children will tell you that at school. They were learning, not very well maybe at home, but when I talk with these children and say, what's the best thing about being back in school? They say, we're with our friends. There's contact. Grandparents will tell you that once they got the vaccine, the biggest moment for them was to hug the grandchildren. It's contact. So the invitation of this week, which I don't want to anticipate now because we'll talk about it on Sunday, I'll talk about it again in the Stations of the Cross on Friday. The invitation is contact. Somehow, in the right brain, to touch, to feel, to belong to the presence of Jesus Christ. This is what it means to have a relationship. Relationship is not left brain. That's a colleague. That's somebody at work. Somebody who is a co-worker. Relationship is right brain. It's contact. Do I feel? Do I understand? Do I sense your pain? Do I sing your song? Do I celebrate with you? Do I remember? Do I remember your birthday? Do I remember the things that are important to you in your life? This is all right brain. And so keep that in mind as we anticipate this Holy Week now. We'll journey through the week remembering the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But try to kind of concentrate on a right brain remembering, the feel, the sense, to belong to Jesus Christ, to be a companion, not a colleague, but to belong, to be in, to touch, to feel. It's not communication. It's contact. Amen. Pause with me now for a moment of prayer.